We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This weekend, Mount Mary University's enormous front lawn is transformed into an art gallery. The 46th annual Starving Artists Show features artwork from more than 200 local and national artists, all selected via jury.
One of the featured artists at this year's edition of the show is Milwaukee watercolorist Joyce Easley. She has work at a number of museums and galleries, including the Museum of Wisconsin Art. Easley has also worked for a long time as an art teacher in the Milwaukee area. And ahead of this Sunday show, she joins us in the Lake Effect studio. Welcome to the program. It's nice to meet you.
It's wonderful being here, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. You have quite an impressive resume of the places that you've shown and the places you've, you know, where your art is and who has it. Let's start with how you got interested. Did you always paint when you were a girl?
I was always interested in art. And what really got me going was I was in fifth or sixth grade, and my teacher was very, very interested in teaching us our art and encouraging us. And she asked if I would allow her to put my piece of art in the state fair. And she did, and I got a blue ribbon. So that's all I needed to get me going with art. And this was in the UP. And she had somehow gotten some square pastels that I never saw before. And they were so beautiful, very colorful and chalky. And I just took off with those.
So what got you here?
I started out going to the University of Michigan. And in between my freshman year and my sophomore year, I came to Milwaukee to work and never left.
And so you've been here ever since?
I've been here ever since.
Did art follow you? Were you still drawing and painting at that point?
I was, but with working, I wasn't so involved with it as I am now. I was always waiting to get back into art and eager to get back into art. When my children were young and I stayed home, I was a stay-at-home mother before they went to school, and I took classes at the extensions. And then after they got a little bit older, I went back to school. I graduated from Mill Verno with an art education degree.
What is it, do you think, that art gives young people, people of all ages? What does it give us that you don't get anywhere else?
I think that art is so important in the school system. It helps the students with all of their classes, with the whole gamut of the curriculum.
In the time that you've taught and worked with students yourself, what kinds of things have you seen brought out in them because they have picked up a pencil or a piece of chalk and started to draw?
What I really think is amazing is I would give the students a criteria and walk around the classroom, and I don't care if it was kindergarten students or 12th graders. I give the curriculum, and I walk around the room and be amazed at the artwork that they were doing, and I just shake my head at some of the things that they were doing, thinking that's something I would have never thought of or I couldn't do.
Even at that age?
Even at that age.
Now, when you tell them that, do they believe you?
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Oh, that's good, because they're not sitting there going, oh, no, I'm no good.
Right, right. And it's so important to encourage them when they're little and they're doing stick people or things you don't recognize, and you ask them to explain their artwork. They're so enthused and excited about what they created, and then they reach a certain age and they realize that their artwork isn't in perspective or doesn't meet their expectations, and they're ashamed for anybody to see it. And that's the time they really, really need encouraging.
Do you get discouraged that so many art positions like yours have been cut from public schools?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I was talking to some art teachers last night at a meeting, and they were so encouraging and so excited about getting back into the classrooms and teaching art. And I think that they are starting to realize that art is very important in the curriculum, and I have a feeling it's going to come back.
Obviously, you have hands-on things in your classrooms, or had hands-on people drawing and painting and that sort of thing. Did you take them to museums as well?
Oh, definitely. And one of the museums that I really enjoyed taking them to was the Museum of Wisconsin Art. They had, I don't know, some kind of grant, I think it was, where they paid for half the transportation, and their docents were fantastic. And one thing that I thought was very fun was I tell the students, now stand and look at the artwork and squint your eyes and see what is really stands out, what is important, and you'll see the darkest darks and the lightest lights, and that is the focal point. And especially the junior high students were so embarrassed to do that and thought that they'd look funny. Well, I'd stand back, and after a while, I'd see them all standing there squinting, and they really enjoyed going to the art museums. And it was a very good learning experience for them.
Were they impressed that you had a piece at the Museum of Wisconsin Art, or more than one?
Yes, yes.
I'm not just showing you other people's art. I'm here, too. And were you surprised when you got accepted there and got to show there?
Yes, I was. And I have a piece that's at the Springfield Art Museum in their permanent collection.
So, yes, this is not the only place.
But
right. But just how wonderful that your students can look at you and say, not only is she teaching us, but she has work on show, too.
Right.
So the Starving Artist Show that you're going to be part of this coming weekend, what piece do you have or pieces do you have showing there?
I have several pieces that I will be showing, and I'm in the process of still getting ready to get my artwork all together. They will be watercolor still lives, and I'll possibly bring some drawings also. I really enjoy doing drawings, and I have several of those, so I'll possibly have some drawings, but most of my artwork is still life.
And the watercolor. They're really, really beautiful.
Still life with watercolor and drawings.
Okay. Now, are your things going to be for sale?
Definitely. They will be for sale.
Okay. And so the money that's raised there will go to these scholarships?
Some of it.
I know this is probably like asking you to name your favorite child, but do you have a favorite painting of all the work that you've done over the years, things that you like to go back and look at and are proud of the fact that you did?
That I get that asked that a lot. There is one that I did recently that is at Signature of Art Gallery in Glencoe, Illinois. He's representing me in his gallery, and it is one that has a big hydrangea and cut glass. It's sitting in cut glass. A lot of my backgrounds have fabric, and that has some fabric in the background also.
There's something about the way watercolors, you need such precision to do it well because it can just melt all over the place if you're not careful. Are you still teaching, or have you retired?
I am still teaching. I was teaching in Telesis at El Verno. They've closed the program right now. They quit the Telesis last spring. I am still teaching at UW Waukesha. I teach at Cedar Valley Retreat and Spa in West Bend. I've been teaching homeschool children. I teach at Mequon Nature Preserve Center, And I have the best of two worlds because I don't have report cards, and I have children or adults that want to be there, and they're so excited to learn. And anybody can learn how to do watercolors or drawing or any type of art. Years ago, people used to say, oh, you have to be talented. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have the right teacher to do it.
And that's such the important thing, is the right teacher. So, well, Joyce Easley, it has been such a pleasure having you in the studio. Best of luck with the Starving Artist Show, or your portion of the Starving Artist Show. And I hope we'll see you around.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and looking forward to the Starving Artist Show.
Joyce Easley is one of the featured artists at this Sunday's Starving Artists Show at Mount Mary University, with proceeds from show sales benefiting the university and the Alumni Scholarship Endowment. You can see pictures of some of Joyce Easley's work at WUWM.com.